Today I'm joined by Sam Condi. He's the Burley High School FFA advisor in Idaho. Sam, why did you become involved in FFA and how long have you been involved?
I've been involved for 20 years, and why did I get involved? I love agriculture, and I think it's something that everybody needs to learn about and know about. When I first got married and our kids started to grow up, and we asked them, you know, where this came from and that came from, and it wasn't really my kids, it was my nephews and nieces, and they said everything come from a store, and that really deterred me, and so right there and then I decided this is what I need to do. I need to tell everybody about where agriculture really comes from and tell our story.
So what is your favorite thing about being an ag teacher and FFA advisor?
Probably one of the most rewarding is being with students and being able to watch a young freshman come in that's really shy and backwards and very inverted, and watch that young woman or young man leave as a senior, very confident, outgoing, and know what they want to do and the pursuit of their goal from there on, whether it be into a school or into a technical field. And that's really why the reason some of the enjoyment that I've come from.
So what are some of the challenges you've experienced as an ag teacher and FFA advisor?
Some of the challenges has been the funding. I remember starting out with a strong budget, and then over the course of the years, administration doesn't find things need to be funded that well. And so the next thing you know, our budget's cut. It's cut at the state level as well as the local level. And when we took a downturn about 4 or 5 years ago, our funding was just basically stripped from us at the local level from our school district. No fault of theirs. It was just the way funding happens. And if there's no money, then there's really not much they can do about that. That's been a very challenging thing for us to take on. But at the same time, in Idaho, we've passed some initiatives where we have gone back out and petitioned the legislators to increase our funds, and we just didn't ask them to do it. We showed them why they should do it. And one of those reasons why is because we've had our enrollment in ag education is increased over 20% in the last 10, 15 years, and we haven't had a funding increase for probably that long as well. And so the legislators were very kind. They listened to our presentation. They brought us to the table. And the next thing you know, it was a very positive thing, and they rewarded new money for us to help us out because they believe in the PTE program, ag education, and they want the students to succeed as well.
Well, you were awarded the Honorary American FFA Degree Teacher Award last year. What did receiving this award mean to you?
At first, I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I started getting phone calls saying, hey, can you help us out with this application? I'm going, why? And all of a sudden, they explained to me that my peers nominated me for that. That was very heartwarming. And though I was not able to attend, my daughter, that is going to be a senior this fall, she was able to attend the national convention. She came to me and she goes, I know it's not your turn to go as far as the rotation amongst teachers, but she goes, can I go on stage and receive that award for you, Dad? And boy, it just made my heart swell when she texted me and they sent me pictures from her walking across the stage. So it was very, very kind of everybody and what they had done there for me.
So why do you think FFA is an important organization for students to be part of?
I think one of the reasons is because it opens young people's eyes to the possibilities that they can get involved in, that they can build their education upon. I think it's a natural fit for individuals, kind of like a smorgasbord. They may not eat a lot of everything, but they try a lot of things. And then those things that they try, that they have enjoyed, next thing you know, they start to blossom. And then they start to be productive citizens in our society, and they start giving back to the community. And I just think that's a wonderful thing that FFA and ag does for these young individuals. It gives them a purpose. It gives them a direction. And it's rewarding when they come back to you in 5 or 10 years and say, hey, this is what I've made of myself. And it's kind of like a father. It makes you really, really proud. I have a daughter that graduated from a major university here in the West with a four-year degree in exercise science, but yet she is moving back to a technical side because she wants to be a rad tech individual. She's been accepted, and she's really coming back to the roots and what she wants to do with herself after a rad tech program. She'd like to be ultrasound, and one of the things that she'd like to get involved in is taking that ultrasound into the livestock field and being able to ultrasound high-dollared animals and helping those individuals reproduce and making sure that they're pregnant. And so that young lady has come full circle and has come back into her roots of agriculture and education.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, Sam. That was Sam Condy, the Burley FFA advisor in Idaho.